Thousands of Pakistani security forces are engaged in a major anti-insurgency operation in Swat and two neighboring districts of the Northwestern Malakand Division. A military statement issued Friday said that the operation is progressing well and that Taliban militants were shaving off their beards and cutting their hair in order to mingle with the refugees to escape the Swat Valley. The spokesman appealed to civilians moving out of the region to point out any militants to security forces. The statement says authorities temporarily lifted a curfew in the valley Friday to enable thousands of people still trapped in the war zone to leave the area. Many families have taken refuge in makeshift camps as well as government-owned schools in cities of Pakistan's northwest frontier province. The UN Agency for Refugees has called for increased and urgent international help to avert a tragedy. Ariane Romero is a spokeswoman for the UN Agency for Refugees in Pakistan. She says that so far nearly 1 million people have abandoned their homes.
We recognize that this isn't all the people that have fled, that there may well be thousands of people that haven't yet registered. So it is really a very grave humanitarian situation. And a very great challenge for the government, for us in the humanitarian community, and for the local community alike who are hosting the majority of these people. We need more items, we need more relief supplies, and we need more funds to support this crisis. And that's why the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, has been here this week, and he's called upon the international community to provide solidarity to Pakistan and to actually support the massive humanitarian relief that we need.
The humanitarian crisis has become a major challenge for Pakistan, with Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani warning that the army operation against Taliban extremists may lose the support of the people if the government fails to help displaced families. The military operation against Taliban militants in Swat and neighboring areas came after the United States and other Western allies of Pakistan accused Prime Minister Gilani's government of surrendering territory to the extremists who had moved to within 100 kilometers of Islamabad. The growing militant influence in Pakistan has been a cause of major concern for the United States-led forces fighting Al-Qaeda and Taliban extremists in neighboring Afghanistan. Pakistani authorities say the offensive is targeting as many as 5,000 Taliban militants who have set up bases in the mountainous Swat and neighboring areas. Security forces backed by helicopter gunships are said to have killed nearly 900 militants and destroyed dozens of their hideouts in the past 1 week, while more than 40 soldiers also have died. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.